Okay. As we get ready for Shavuos in a couple of weeks, that's what we said last week, and this week we're going to talk about Inyanim of Milchiks. That is, last week we spoke about Chol of Yisrael and Chol of Akum. And now we're going to get to even a more basic question about what about drinking milk in general? What about drinking milk in general? So I mean, what's the issue about drinking milk in general? So let's see what there is to talk about. So the Gemara in Bechoros and Davav quotes a number of sources that tell us that milk is kosher. The Chol of the Bein B'Torah Minol and the Shari. What is this doing in Bechoros? Because the Mishnah says there in Maseches Bechoros that everything that comes out of a kosher animal is kosher. Everything that comes out of a non-kosher animal is not kosher. Non-kosher might mean, as we'll see, a kosher animal that is a treifa. That's also considered not kosher. Hayosef and a treifa. But assuming an animal is kosher, so then milk that comes out of a cow, comes out of a goat, comes out of any other kosher animal, comes out of a coconut. Coconuts are kosher. Where there's nothing that Hashem causes to grow that is not kosher. Right, everything. It might be poisonous, some things, but it's only physically poisonous. But the Mishnah, the Gemara says, V'chalav t'pein b'torah minol, and d'shari. How do you know that milk is mutter? It's fascinating that the Gemara has to ask this. You know, you might say just the rule. This might be part of the telling us the rule. Ilei mimidas rachmana basar b'chalav. Is it because, well, we know the Torah says meat and milk together are usur, so halachu de'shari, but it must be that separately they're kosher. Right, if together they're usur, definitely kosher. The ema chalav luchude usur b'achilo mutar b'ana. Baz b'chalav b'hanami usur. That's not a good source. Maybe separately they're usur b'achila. Together they're usur b'hana. Maybe that's the chiddush of the Torah. And you know, why did I say it three times? Okay, we're not going to get into that now. The Gemara rejects it anyway. So the Gemara says, Ella, skip a line. Mi de gali rachmana de b'psulei mekdashin. If there is a carbon that became puzzle, right, it became a gadabal mum, and therefore it was sold, there's still limitations to what you're allowed to do with that animal, that carbon. Tizbach v'lo giza, basa v'lo chalav. You can't use the milk of that carbon. So mashba, only there you can't use the milk of that cow. Ha de chulin shari. Mashba chulin milk would be mutter. So again, the Gemara says, no, maybe not. Emach de chulin aser ba'achila v'shari ba'na. Dekashim ba'na nami aser. So Gemara goes to quote a pasuk from Mishlei. Quotes a pasuk from Shmuel. But finally, ibay yisema mehacha. Eretz zavatz chalav udvash. The land flowing with milk and honey. V'idelo de shari mishtabachlan v'krab amidi de lachazi. Will Hashem praise Eretz Yisrael with something that you can't eat? Oh, it has tons of milk. Yeah, milk's also a drink. No, obviously milk's mostly a drink because, you know, if Hashem praises it in that way, so it is mutter to drink. And that's what the Shulchan Aruch quotes in source number 3. Chalav behema v'chaya temeya otrefa v'tzireho meraglea asur b'kibsara. Right? If there is milk from a non-kosher animal or a trefa, I'm not going to get into exactly what a treif is, but some type of defect that makes the animal not kosher. The Gemara and Chulin and the Mishnayos there have a list of many. So in any of those cases, that's us. Milk from a kosher animal is kosher, but the Shulchan Aruch says here, milk from a tmeya or a treifa is forbidden. Based on this, what has been true for the past thousands of years is that Jews have drunk milk. Why have Jews drunk milk? Number one, because in the days of old, it was... Okay. In the days of old, it was simpler, because you knew the cows on the barn in your town, and you got milk from there, and it was fine, or you had your own cow. So, that's fine. You had, it was much more direct. Now, we don't have cows near us. I mean, maybe we do, but the milks that we buy in the store are not so much coming from the cows. We buy cows from the world. There are cows. So what's the general reason why for hundreds of years there was no potse peh umetzaf safe that there's anything wrong, even though not over the past hundreds of years, but over the past number of decades, was because you could go by the rove. Generally, we assume that the rove we spoke about last week about having to see the cow, but assuming that it's milk from a cow, right, getting out of the, and you know, you have Chol of Yisrael and Chol of Akum, the discussion from last week. So we can assume, let's say it's milk from a cow in modern, you know, countries with regulations. You assume rove cows are kosher. And rove cows are not trefos. And therefore, you know, one is allowed to drink milk because you could assume hayotze min ha-tahar tahar. So we have no problem. The issue is, has that changed? And if something has changed, how does halacha look at that change? Right. This is the issue. So let's see a couple of Rishonim first, and then we'll talk about the Lamaisa. The Ramban says in Maseches Chulin at the beginning on Daf Gimel, we know there are two types of robes. The robe that we're talking about is Aruba de Lesa Kaman. Aruba de Isa Kaman, a robe in front of us, that's like you have 10 kosher stores, 9 kosher stores, and 1 non-kosher store. You have something in front of you. You have a majority in front of you. You count up. That's Aruba de Isa Kaman. Aruba de Lesa Kaman is a statistical robe. Right, rove people this. Rove women give birth after 9 months. And rove people aren't the islandesses and srisses. And most people, sometimes rove and rove with Laskaman and Chazaka, the line is blurred. We're not going to get into the chilek right now. Most people don't pay their debts before they have to. It also is called a Chazaka. But all different types of roves. Says the Ramban, by a Ruba de Lesa Kaman, you could rely on that rove unless there is a significant miut, what's called a miut hamatsui. You cannot rely automatically on a ruba de lesa kaman if there is a significant miut, if it's possible to check. If there's a possibility of checking, so then one should not rely on the rove in this circumstance. That's the Rabbanan source number 4. The Kabbalah hi, and a Kabbalah b'sev repanam yafes, she'in somchin al rove garua, the shemiuto matsui, el b'makam de lo efshar. If you don't have a choice, you can rely on it. Not only Rameir, who says in a couple of places in Shas, Chayshin al-Miyut, even according to the Rabbanan, or not Choshi, is usually for the Miyut, but if there's a Miyut Hamatsui, a significant Miyut, it's not negligible, then if it's possible to check, one should check. And that's why the Ramban says, and this is quoted by the Poskim, Umipreitam says, skip to the bottom of the Ramban, Hutzrachu kala trefos libdok besirchos. There are many trefos that are listed in Maseches Chulin. We don't check for them. Sircha, lesions on the lungs, we check for. Because those are more common. Mipnei Tam Zeh, says the Ramban, Hutzrachu kol ha-trefos libdok b'sirchos shebereya. Lesions on the lungs. Mipnei shemi'utan matsui. Because that, it's a minority, but it's a significant minority. V'haynu damrinan, matzah, that's a gemara in Chulin, matzah tanigolas b'shuk. V'lo amru shemosrin chulun l'chanchilo l'chal adam. Da'almei mosrin melech b'chiyotzi bo v'chulu. That's the Ramban. That's what the Rashi seems to say also. Miyut Hamatsui. The question is, how much is Miyut Hamatsui? What is a significant Miyut? So the Achronim like to quote the Mishkanes Yaakov, source number 6. 10%. 10%. Based on a Gemara in Baba Basra, those who were here last year, there's a Gemara in Baba Basra that talks about when you sell fruit, what percentage of the fruit are allowed to be spoiled. And the buyer could say, well, you know, I understood that. Or the seller could say, well, a certain percentage of the fruit, you know, the bottom ones are going to be the mushy ones that aren't good. Right? So that's understandable. So how much? So the Mishkan Siakam quotes, up to 10%. 10% wine. Right? That's based on the Mishnah in Baba Basra, the Aptali Gimel, which you have in source number 7. Te'enim, a kabal of Eser Mitula Oslameya. 10 wormy ones. Marti Shalyayin, a kabal of Eser Kosis Oslameya. It's all 10%. So that is the concept of Miyut Hamatsui, and that's why we check, the Shulchan Aruch says, in these cases. Yoredeya, Simon Lamites, source number 8. Ein tzarech libdok achar shum trefas menastam. You generally don't check for trefas, because how many animals are trefas? It's a very, very little. You can rely on the rove. Rely on the rove. Ruba de lesa kaman, that most animals in the world don't have these non-kosher signs. Chutz min hareya. We check because those are more common, and if you can't check, okay, but if it's Miyut Hamatsui, it comes into consideration. So there is anecdotal evidence. So again, Rav Schechter is the one that's made this famous. Rav Schechter does not drink milk the past couple of years because based on evidence that he heard from a rabbi in South Africa and America, that there is a high number, much more than a Miyut Hamatsui, high number of cows that have certain types of defects. Whether the cow has the defects, certain types of, there's air in one of the 4 stomachs of the cow, and the way that they get it out is they puncture it. Other types of defects, but the the information that he received was that if you look at all the cows in the world, a large percentage of them are treifas. And because of that, he says, I have a kasha. He doesn't paskin. So he said, he doesn't paskin to tell everybody not to drink milk. But he himself says, I have a problem. I have a kasha. I don't understand it. Therefore, he stopped drinking milk a number of years ago, based on the reality that he has heard. That is not the minhaga olam. That is not the psak of the olam. So we have to talk about is, why not? Sounds pretty, even by Amida Motzi, you have to check. And if it's very high numbers, which he received certain information that is very high numbers, if you have one cow, then you have one cow, you can rely on the rove that this one cow is kosher. But if you have all the cows in the world and you're getting milk from all the cows, then you have to be choshesh at a certain point. So how does one defend the psak lakuba? So there are a number of points to make. Again, we're doing this al regalachas. Each one of these sugyas has to be analyzed more in depth than Ruben Delessa Kamans and Miyatamatsu. He's just getting the Rashi Frakim to what the issues are. Issue number one that a number of Mefarshim bring up, and that is, out there in the world, based on this information, how do they know that there are treifas? How do they know there are treifas in all these cows? Because they were shechted. Which cows are shechted? Dairy cows that are going strong, that are producing all the milk, those aren't being shechted. You're not going to shecht a nice, healthy, robust cow. You're going to shecht the ones as they get older. You're going to shecht the ones that aren't producing so much. They've gotten frail. So how do you define your rove? Yes, maybe a large portion of the frail, shechted nebuch cows, those have a large percentage. But we're talking about the cows that you're not checking. We're talking about the cows that are going strong, giving off tons of milk every day. Who says that those cows have a problem? So number one, the information, might not be applicable, depending how you define your population. You don't define by most of the cows that have been checked. Maybe that's not what you should do. So Poskim say that maybe that's not how we have to look at it. Number one. Number two, similar but a separate point. Does an animal have a ches start off its life with a cheskas kashrus? Or is it like neutral? Mistat asur is not mutter. So there is a line of the Gemara, Behema b'chaya b'cheskas Yisrael medes. But this is a discussion in the Mefarshim. The Rashba quotes, you have it there in source number 11, the idea of there is a certain cheskas kashrus, kosher unless proven treif. But related to this Rashba is a beautiful three-layered chilik of the Rishonim, and it's quoted in the Shulchan Aruch. Three types of treifas. Three types of treifas. This starts on the, this is source number 9. Three types of treifas, Simen Pei Aleph. Gvinas shena'asu mechalav behema v'nimsa treifa. You have cheese. You have cheese that was made from a kosher animal, and then you find out the animal to be a treifa. Made the cheese from the milk. So now what? Emu treifa she'efshar she'le'ira la'ela ata. One type of treifa, it must have happened right now. Very, very recently. Because the animal can't live with this type of treifa. Could go nikav krum shel moach. I don't know, there's a hole in the membrane surrounding the brain. The animal, this type of defect kills the animal within very soon. That type of treifa, it happened now. Everything in the past is kosher. All the milk before this moment is kosher because this obviously is a terrible defect for the animal. Mutares. Something must have happened during the Shechita. It must have flailed. It must have fell down. Something must have happened, right now. So that type of treifa is no worry. That's not the type of treifa we're talking about. Avalim yadua. Shekodem shechelva nitrifa. But what about treifas that no? Could have been here for a little while. Kodem. Kagon. Yateres aver shenitrefes bo. Let's say it has an extra limb. An extra limb. Oh, we're going to get to the chiluk with this soon. Oh, shehuk la piyamaka should be a dua shloshi yamim kodem ashrita haya. Right? Or something that, you know, it was a crusted over wound that clearly has been there for a while. It's scabbed already. So you know it's been there earlier. Kalagvina shenasu mechaba asura. So if it's a trefa that could have been there for a while, then you have to be worried. You have to be worried. The Shulchan Aruch doesn't give any limits. If there's a trefa that could have been there earlier, you have to be worried. Mihu, the Rama, though, makes a chilek. And then we'll summarize the three categories in a minute. As Hashem. Mihu behukla piyamaka unless a rak hanasim imena tokim ul yamim. Rama says, you find the trefa, go back 72 hours. 3 days. Meaning, an animal is assumed to be kosher unless it gets a trefa. You see a trefa now, how much do you push back if you recognize that it didn't just happen? It's not a hole in the brain. Right? It happened before now. Do you have to say it's been there forever? No. The Rama is Mako, 72 hours back. Everything before that, you could assume the trefa happened then. That's a crucial Rama. And then, if it has an extra claw, the Rama says that didn't happen 3 days ago. So that, in other words, three categories of trefas. Trefas that happened just now, that even the Shulchan Aruch says is, you know, mutter everything beforehand, because it happened just now. The other extreme, trefas that obviously the animal was born with. The animal has two hearts. Animal has whatever, born with an extra limb, that's for sure everything from this cow is usher. And then you have many trefas that it happened at some point in the animal's life, you have no idea when. Rama says 72 hours back. So again, most milk in the world is not coming from cows that are shechted within 3 days after it's milked. So even if you want to say there are trefas, but it's the trefas that you don't have to go so far back. It's not the trefas of number of category born with. That's not the trefas we're talking about. And therefore, that's another kula. So number one, maybe the whole road that you look at are the healthy, robust animals that are not being shechted. Number two, even if there is this type of problem, some type of trefa, you go back 72 hours and not more. Tosfos even says maybe there's a sex feka. Tosfos and Chulin here. Maybe there's a sex feka. Right, miu betrefa shemachmas areya hisrucha imayinu b'kiyin livdok after shayla heter ain lesser definitely sex veka savagain a trefa maybe again certain types of lesions of sirchas were machmir to treat it as a trefa. Tosfos says maybe it's not a trefa and even if it is a trefa maybe it became trefa after you got the milk out. So again there are a number of stagdim lehakel here. A third point, yeah.
Coupons one. Where did the Rama get 72 hours from?
This based on the Rishonim, where did the Rishonim get it from? He assumed in certain types of, the whole thing is a chumrah to know what back, so how far back. We use, in halacha sometimes, units of days. Hilchas Nida, sometimes we go back 24 hours. 72 hours is, you know it's been here more than 24 hours, but not forever, so that's the objective time they choose.
Also, if, for example, you know it wasn't looking back 72 hours, like you go to a local farm, would you then...
If you milk a cow and then shecht it, and then you see it's trefa.
Only because it was shechted?
Yeah. You don't know it's something a trefa unless it's shechted. That's the problem with this, the information here. Right? You can't. I saw someone wrote an article that maybe, you know, what do you mean? Efshar livdok, right? Efshar livdok. So maybe we should put every cow through an MRI machine. You know, and check it out and see. First of all, there's no such thing as an MRI machine that can fit the cow. Secondly, the cow's going to move. You can't move in an MRI machine. And you know, how much do you have to spend? You know, is that called Efshar? We have that sometimes in Halacha also. There's something called the Dover Sheish L'Matirin, right? Different rules for Dover Sheish L'Matirin, right? If you could become Heter, so, you know, let's say you're not sure It happens often. You put the fork on the side because you trafed it up. Right? And then, actually, maybe not, because that's not good. That's trafe. You bought a new set of glasses because most of your glasses broke, so you put them on the side. Your cleaning lady was very nice. She said, oh, wow, new glasses. So she put the glasses along with the other glasses. You have no idea which ones are tovel, which ones are not tovel. So what's the halacha?
Tovel.
You have tovel? What if it's a big tircha to tovel all of them? Huge tircha. So is that called the davreshesh lamatirin? It's a savik derabanan, if tefillah is derabanan. It's not always clear that if something is possible, you say, okay, it's efshar. Efshar, right? Where we had efshar levarer in the first parak of Psachim, if you remember. So how much do you have to go for efshar levarer? Okay. But anyway, that's a second point. A third idea. There is a discussion about a machlokes tanoim, whether a shreifa can live for 12 months. Right, treifa chaya, treifa ena chaya. So that is a machlokes tanoim. That gets into, again, not our issue now, in terms of machlokes and mitzias. Can there be a machlokes and mitzias? This, the Ramban, has an important comment here on, that machlokes. What do you mean? Why don't you check it out? Treifa chaya, treifa ena chaya. Right, we had a machlokes in Mesachas Psachim, whether something causes chimutz or not. Why don't you test it? You know, does it cause chimas? Does it not cause chimas? How could you have a machlokas about rice, whether it causes chimas or not? Does it or not? So it must be that it does something. The question is that called chimas or not? Right? This one's a little trickier. Does it live? Does it not live? It has to do one or the other. So that's a question. But the Rama says, in Source 15, the Rama says, if you have a vadai trefa, what happens if the animal lives more than 12 months? Does that show that it's not a trefa? Does that show that it's healthy? Says the Rama, if you know it's a vadai trefa, that doesn't help. Okay, it's a miracle cow. What can you do? That doesn't remove the status of trefa. V'chol makom shu vadai trefa, avol pisha nishta yud beis chodesh, v'hu chai aser. By vadai trefa, 12 months, does not show anything. Mashma though, by suffik trefa, then 12 months shows something. Right, so there was an article in the Journal of Halakha Contemporary Society a couple of years ago. So if you look in, it's written by Michal Zilberman, that says, look in source 16, the cows aren't dropping dead every couple of days. That the amount of sirchas that you find does not connect and collaborate with the amount of cows that are dropping dead. While the Ramah's ruling, strictly speaking, applies to a case in which we observe an external condition and are unsure, right, that type of suffix trefa, we may suggest the following argument regarding the question of how many dairy cows have adhesions on their lungs. If 80% harbor adhesions, again, a tremendous amount, that's why Rav Schechter is worried. If 80% have adhesions, one of two explanations must hold true. If the adhesions all developed in the last year of the cow's life, we may still assume the majority of the living cows in their prime are not trefas, like we said before. It happened recently. If the adhesions developed earlier, the fact that they all keep living and don't drop dead every year must indicate that what we are treating as trefos are not trefos. So again, another tzad l'hakel. Right? It's not 100% clear that we could say that because there's a big sugya in Maseches Chulin about the relationship between modern medicine and hilchos trefos. They don't always go together. You know, and what the Mishnah calls a trefa, and we know an animal can live a nice, healthy life, you know, it's they don't always go together. And that's why hilchos trefas only go by what Chazal said are tref. Right, Source 17. V'chol elu shemanu v'amru, the Rambam, shein trefa, avabi sheyera'e b'darkei harefua, the great Rambam doctor. Even though we know, through darkei refua, shebiyadenu, shemiksasan einem amisin, they don't kill the being, the efshar shetichye mehen, you go by what Chazal say. So you can't always ask, oh, if it lives, it's not a trefa. So that's a tzad. You can't build a heter based on that, but that is a tzad to suggest. But there is one final major discussion, and maybe this is a problem which we have to sometimes get rid of. So even if all these studim are okay, Bizman Azeh on dairy farms, So if you want to say every cow has its, has a, you look at every cow, there's a rove, there's a cheskes kashrus, it's not a trefa, all that is fine and good. What's the problem? The problem is on dairy farms, you're not getting milk from any specific cow. That would be fine. They take all the milk from all the cows and they mix it all up into a vat and they pasteurize it and then we get the milk. So in there, let's assume there are trefas out there. So let's say if you don't assume, like you go by the healthy ones, let's say you assume that there are, the cows are trefas, and the reason that you were allowed to be makel is because, you know, you could look at each specific cow. But here you know there's a certain percentage of milk from trefas then, in the milk that you get. It's not like you're looking at one cow and you can be makel. It's all mixed in, so you know there's a certain percentage. If we look at a large group, mixing in a used tank is definitely a miyad amatzoi. Logically, there's a bunch of treif milk in here. So does that make it worse? So if you look in the source 18, Rav Schechter writes this. He explains the majority generally functions as a clarification. A rove is a birur, not a hanhaga, which is a big sugya. He says, if this is true, rove has to make sense. In light of this explanation, asks Rav Schechter, how could we rely on the presumption of kashrus of each individual animal when the milk of multiple animals gets mixed together, even if that presumption is based on a majority involving an open set, rube de lesa kamon, and ignore the stronger clarification, birur, that's the statistical probability that there's a percentage of non-kosher milk in this milk that we get. Logic overrides rove. And if you have a statistical, logical reality, so shouldn't that make things worse than looking at each one cow? So to that, Rav Asher Weiss takes issue. And he has a couple of tshuvas in the first volume of his Minchas Asher from a couple of years ago. And he asked this question. That's how he asked the question. Let's read it. Basher Shala Daiti, B'dvar Masha Oru Lachrona, what people have been ma'orer recently, bin yin kashu zachala, v'yasora she'la, mashi yadua sheish achuz nikar shal behemos, shein trefos, olafachuz safik trefos. There's a certain percentage of animals that are at least safik trefos. V'yim kein mistaver, ti'afta azlinan basar rov, umutur lishtos es chalba, v'lechal es basar shal kol behema v'behema. You go to each animal and rely on the rov. V'dalitul shi mi rov ha'ksheros, aval kesher ma'ar v'mez achalav, shemeos paros. You take the milk of 100 cows, how can you say they're all kosher if all the milk is mixed in? Neged hametzius yesh esher machuz treifos. You could drink the whole thing. You know, 20% of this milk is treif. V'kiv comes from treifa. V'kiv mashiach treifos b'neim tzorach bitul b'shishim. Right, 1.67, and it's definitely a lot more than that. Ulufia yedua mispar treifos yilafachos kesher machuz v'imkein kol tarov asasura. That's the kasha. Even if you want to rely on the row for any one cow, what do you do here? It's all mixed up. So he has Yesod Gadol in his view, which again, Rav Schechter argues on. But he has Yesod Gadol, and this is also part of the reason why all the poskim in the world are makel. Based on a number of the svaras that we've said already, and others, and this is Rav Asher Weiss's svar. Lani Yazdai Di Kala Mahum Azu Betos Yesoda. There's a mistaken premise of the whole Yesod of the question. The Yisod HaTos, I'm on page, Kuf Chavav. Yisod HaTos, B'mashe Chlifu Bein Din Torah D'Acher Rabbim Lahatos L'Mada'aya Statistica. Rove and statistics aren't the same thing. There's statistics in the world out there that's not rove, and he's going to give many examples. Da'af Imam Nachon HaDover, Shebiz Tabruta Statistics, E'ef Shalomra Al Eider Behemo Shekulon Ksheros, even if you have a whole herd of cows, and statistics say there's a certain number of trefos here. Ela yesh lo haniach shekshe achuz amir achlal yia asher yia kach achuz amir gam beeder ze ach lo kein bedin Torah das lina basar rov. You don't say that when it comes to rov. Rov isn't statistics. Well, if he mishpat haTorah daininan b'chol behema din ksheira, every animal can be looked at as a kosher animal based on rov, and all the milk that comes out of the animal is kosher milk. Just like if you'd have it separately, so what if you mix it together? I'll give you an example. Many examples. The classic example the Gemara gives. You have 10 stores. 9 sell kosher meat and 1 sells not kosher meat. You find 10 pieces of meat. What's the halacha? They're all kosher. What do you mean they're all kosher? Logic dictates 10%. One of these is not kosher. Doesn't matter. Even if they're all in the same bag. V'chiyasa levashlan biyachad, you could cook them together. V'chi aleinu lahaniach sha'achas man nevela. V'chein ir sharuba yisrael miutanachrim. Again, a city that's mostly Jewish. 60% Jewish. V'arov u'rov shal shishim achuz. U'meshach hashanah, what's the halacha? Take cases of Masechus Ksubis, you find a baby, you don't know if the baby is kosher or not kosher. Jewish or not Jewish. You know if the baby is Jewish or not Jewish. What's the halacha? You go by the rov. If rov of the people of the city are Jewish, so you go by, the baby is considered Jewish. They have different halachas. By Jewish or not Jewish. What if you find 10 babies? 60% of the city is Jewish. Guess what? They're all Jewish. What do you mean? Six of them should be Jewish. Statistics. 60% are Jewish. 40% are not Jewish. No. Even if they all come together, all in a group, guess what? We treat them all as Jewish. Nimsu b'yir asari yaladim v'kol echad me'am dinu ki Yisrael das lina basarov. V'chino nuchal etzarf and kul on the minion. If you have 10 of them, you have a minion. You have a minion. Tahalo aleinu l'tlosha arba mitocham goyim. What do you mean? Four of them are goyim. V'rakshisha yehudim. V'ech netzarf and biyachad. How can you say adover shebek dusha? And halo gam b'nei adam yishvi atreifos. There are some that are treifos, that the people are going to die soon. Ela b'emes pashut. Tekivan, the second column. Tekivan das lina basarov. Since you go after the rove, mahani dinzeh af kashu usosir es estabrut statistica. Right? Even if it goes against statistics, v'kol b'hem ekshir lefi halacha zu, af kshem etzarfem b'hem es rabos, u'mitzad ha-metzius, yish b'neim gan trefos. Right? V'ein en zeh enyin klava klava, din chozer v'neir, no. It's all l'kula. And then he adds another fascinating ha'ara, if you look at the continuation. And the next page he adds it. Where does he say this line, if I could find it? Here, look at where it says on the top, Kuf Chav Zayin. Ubi yisod advarim svarazu, didin rov hilchasihi, v'ino tolei besabris bovad, muchach me'on makaros. The case we said before, about the baby being found. You go by rov of the city, being Jewish or not Jewish. Fascinating question. Why do you go by rov of the city? You include the 98-year-old women that for sure didn't have this baby? You include the men. You include anybody. You include all the people of the city. Right? You should just go by the women who are in childbearing years, shouldn't you? That's where this baby came from. That determines whether they're Jewish or not, but you don't. In the poskim, they don't say that. So I think Rav Shachter would say, maybe you do. But again, you don't find that in the sources. That's why the Minchas Asher says, no, it doesn't matter. You figure out halachically the population rove, what it's determined as, and then from that rove, you're allowed to be mekel. Or sometimes it's a chumra, depending on what the rove is. The alkechach ain anudanim klab amidas estabrus mitzad amitzius eladin Torah yesh kan. And that's why, that's his yesod about every animal could be looked at in the world, as with all the other svaras that we said before, that maybe the evidence itself is questionable. But he says that you look at each cow separately, it's kosher, milk that comes out of it is kosher, so even if you put all 100 cows' milk together, it's still kosher, and there is no problem. Yes?
Can you make a chiluk, though, that if you find a baby or a piece of meat, so that could, like, the meat could be from five of the stores, but the cows, we know that there's 100 cows, and some of the cows for sure are vadai.
And you know there's some goyim in the city.
But meaning it could be that the few children come from two or three parents. But by the cows, we know that they're coming from all the cows.
No, so if you want to say that, a tiny, but again, every cow, well, why would you be, the case of the meats. You know, maybe the milk that you got came from these cows. And the milk that the children that you got came from these parents.
We're assuming all the cows are putting them.
Okay, if you have 10 stores, you assume that meat probably came from all the stores. Yeah.
With milk that's like us today, that's mixed, would it make more sense to just use not rove cows, but meaning rove mixtures, cow and treif cows? Meaning.
What do you mean?
Because
most we could assume that the rove of the cows in the world. You know, that each cow, one cow, Let's say even Rav Shechter would say you have one cow. If you have one, if you see one cow and he gives you milk, you drink it,
right?
Because there's rove on this cow,
right?
Right. So every cow in the world has that rove. Yeah.
Would say that if you find ten babies in a city where there are rove Jews, and you know for sure that one baby is not Jewish.
How do you know for sure one baby is not Jewish?
How do you know for sure that there's a trefa in the cow? I don't know. I mean, find out somehow.
I don't know. That's then it gets into I don't know, nikar hamiuto. I'm not sure. Yeah.
In the case of the meat, some of the question that David was asking: if you know what piece of meat is like, it's not a soft egg. Like, you know, it's not even 9 kosher shores and one that's not. You know, like, you bought a piece of non kosher meat, and then you have two pieces of meat that are kosher. You mix them up. Are you allowed to eat all three?
So that's a machlokas. That's yavish b'yavish bitzel barov. Whether you can eat all three or you have to leave one over. Could you eat all three, only one after another and not at the same time? Machlokas, Rashi, Ron, Rishonim. Yeah.
There's only one woman in the entire city that can give birth that's Jewish. And everyone else is goyim and everyone else is men.
I don't know if there are limitations. You go by, you know, I don't know how, I don't know if you draw the line somewhere. I'm not sure. Okay, so this is the issue that Abel milk. That's why the Minhag HaOlam is based on the Shitos Lahakel, and that's generally what we do. So once you drink milk, then you have the issue of last week. You know, you have the Chalav Akum and Chalav Yain. Okay, we'll stop here. Maybe next week we'll do some. People ask for the going through a wedding start the video. We didn't do that last year, right? All right, so going through a wedding start.